Hey, what's going on? D-Ray Davis here.
What's up, D-Ray? How you doing? You got Playmaker B-Dub with you this morning.
Not coughing, no corona. I'm doing great.
No doubt. We got D-Ray Davis on the phone right now who's going to be at the Improv Comedy Club this weekend. Make sure you go to improvkc.com so you can see D-Ray Davis. My man said he ain't got the cough, man. How you been handling everything so far during this COVID?
Been good, man. I mean, I've been tested 3 times, so that's very important. You know what I'm saying? We go get these tests. That other test, though, people take their time on it. But let me get checked out. You don't go do that. You'd be like, nah, I'm all right. She look clean. The COVID, you never know it, so you got to go check it out. But I've been good, man, just as good as I can be, you know what I'm saying, trying to really be the, you know, Black Lives Matter man I can be and having the best time re-getting to know people and, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I was going to ask you, pick up any new hobbies during this COVID-19, like anything new you've been doing or learning anything?
Yep, dodging cousins who ask for money. Real good at it, man. That was a new sport. When basketball and football wasn't happening, that was a new dodging bills and family and all that.
You
got we like to call it, we fancy that. We don't call it not paying our bills. We call it deferring the payment.
There it is.
I had deferring situations, deferring family.
No doubt. So I got to ask you, man. I know you're going to be at the Improv this weekend, but I'm waiting on Snowfall to come back, bro.
Yes,
what's
sir.
Good with that?
Man, same, brother. What the good news is, Damson, who is a British actor, is back here in L.A. So once he came back, he texted me. So he's the lead of the show. He plays, he's Franklin. So once he got back, we knew at least I'd get the wheels turning and, you know, because we ended so abruptly, man, and I was feeling good about it, too. I was having a fire session, man. They had me out there.
And the way the last season ended was crazy, man. So I know I'm ready for this new one to come up.
Yeah, and this one picked up crazy, too. So last time we cut, it was mid-shootout. So I know it's going to be wild. I mean, and the writers are crazy. They probably had a lot of time sitting around thinking about it, how to make me less, you know, less funny and more dangerous, which is most of the key notes on there. So it's good, man. I'm excited to get on there. Not as excited as I am to get on stage and talk my talk, but yeah.
Now, I saw you tweeted out the other day, and you can follow D-Ray Davis at Hood Hero D-Ray Davis. You tweeted out, next special going to be fire. Now, we ain't seen a stand-up special since, what, 2017? Is this going to be on Netflix?
Yeah, man. Well, I don't know if I'm going to Netflix yet because there's so many outlets now, and I like the feel of ownership. Man.
Right.
I like owning. And they're not giving me a Chappelle check.
Right. be about that Master P business.
They can have it, own it, flip it, put it in the classes, attach my phone number to it. I'll answer everybody personally. But I just feel confident in it because I'm watching old stuff and I'm thinking about where I was right before COVID hit. And I was already on the verge of killing the next special, so I just feel real good about it.
Yeah, no doubt. We're talking with D-Ray Davis, who's going to be at the Improv Comedy Club this weekend. Make sure you get to improvkc.com so you can find out how you can get your tickets so you can see D-Ray. Trust me, you definitely want to see D-Ray if you're looking for a good laugh this weekend. You were mentioning the Black Lives Matter movement, D-Ray. What have you done as far as on that movement is participating, and what steps you think can be done here in 2020 to make sure that happens?
Well, man, end of the day, I feel like I've always been out there. I feel like when I heard people started marching, I'm like, my feet already hurt. You know what I mean? Because since I've been stepping out of my car, I've been getting pulled over, you know, or getting told what to do by police since I was young and everything. So I just felt like I'm glad it sparked in a lot of people who never had that experience, who thought it was maybe something from just the movies. You see it, you don't believe it in some cases. And I once, just like my last special said, 2017, and before that, too, not saying all cops are bad cops, which, you know, it's not about that. It's about any other employment that we get into where there's a few, you know, the bad apples are starting to overshine the good apples. So I just think that acknowledgement is one, like any other step, like any other addiction. First, the world can't be in denial that it exists. Mm-hmm. And then part two, man, just to start making and I don't mean reparations by giving the 40 acres of move, just the reparations of starting to apply to healing of the wounds. You know what I mean?
Right.
And I don't want to get all in depth, but yeah, it's just it's some healing to it, man. And the people should understand that. It should be a comfort zone to understand that. Dang, we all doing better now because once that heals, a lot of stuff heals.
Well, make sure
we trying to make it where we can't make excuses. They got to help us. You know, people, we make excuses sometimes. The black man being held now, that's why I'm robbing your ass. Black man, hell, now that's why I'm effing with your girl. But now we can be like, oh, there's no more excuse. If we're not being held down no more, we can't make excuses. Then we'll proudly accept all flaws and faults.
That's real.
That's real. No doubt, man. So, D-Ray, how many dates we gonna be? You doing Thursday through Sunday? How we doing this weekend?
I'm doing two shows every year. Get the two for two every night. So I'm doing two Friday, two Saturday, two Sunday over there in the Zonas and the Roses, and let's have some good time, man. You know, get your license right so you can drive down there. You know, it's a good place to go right before you hit the airport. The airport's closed, so bring your suitcase. You know what I'm saying? Don't try to sneak your significant other in the suitcase. Ladies trying to get rid of a body. You know how that goes.
That's all bad.
And once again, make sure you have your license straight, like you said, when you drive it up to Zona Rosa. Yes. No doubt. D-Ray, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much. We'll see you this weekend.
What's up, man? Thanks.
All right, now.
All right, y'all.